I want you to know this morning that for people in Jesus' day, life was hard as well. In a lot of ways, we could say things have never really changed. It's always been this way. For them, the Jews of Jesus' day, we're going to move into a text in just a moment, but he was talking to a crowd one day, and they were a people that were, that life was very hard. They were living under the Roman Empire. They were basically subjects of the Roman Empire, living under a very brutal regime that kept them in line with physical torture and anytime they stepped out of line. They were a country that was, we fill out our taxes and all that. We think we've got a tax burden. We don't know anything compared to what the Jews had to pay to live under the Roman Empire. It was a constant burden. They could never get ahead. That was from the outside. But they also had the added burden of living not only under the rule of the Roman Empire, but they also, inside, lived under the rule of the Pharisees and the religious leaders, who had taken religion and turned it from being a relationship into a rule-based kind of system that felt to them like a burden that they could never live up to. They could just never do enough. The Pharisees had taken the good commands of God and they had added and added and added man-made rules to try to keep them in line and to try to keep them in order, and all it resulted was they just felt like they were carrying around this burden on their backs that they could never live up to. And so the whole religious side of life was just a burden. Do you ever feel like that? That the religious side of life has just become one more burden? Church life that equals actually more pain than peace? Can feel that way. And so, for them, it was no Happy New Year either. But here's what I want to tell you this morning. To them, but more importantly this morning, to us, Jesus gives this beautiful invitation. And this is from Matthew 11, 28 to 30, where Jesus says to the crowd that day, and he says to the crowd seated here this morning, he says it directly to you, personally, come to me, Jesus says. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. Did you hear that? Rest for your souls. Does that sound good to anybody? Rest for your souls. Pastor Mike, I could use me some of that. Rest for your souls. For my yoke, Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I'm not one more part of this world coming at you with demands that are just overwhelming and impossible. I'm not one more, person coming at you to overwhelm you with stress. I got a whole different agenda, Jesus says, and I'm inviting you. I want you to hear this morning, as we head into a new year, the invitation of Jesus to come to Him. And the question for the morning that I want to just unpack for a few minutes is for each of us, all probably in a different place this morning, different set of circumstances, different set of burdens that we carry, different stages of life. What does it mean for you, from where you're at to come afresh to Jesus today and this year? What does it look like? What does it mean? Come to me, Jesus says. In this passage, there are basically three commands. Come, take, and learn. And there's the beautiful promise that if we will come to Jesus, if we will take His yoke, if we will learn from Him, the promise of His rest as a result. Come, that wasn't the words they were hearing from the Pharisees, their religious leaders. What they were hearing from their religious leaders was do. The Pharisees weren't concerned about a personal relationship with Jesus or with God. They were concerned about duty. They were concerned about doing all of the rules and regulations that they had added, that it meant to be a spiritual person. Do this and do this and do this. And Jesus says, no, my word to you this morning is come to me. Come to me from right in the middle of the stress of life that you find yourself in today. Come to me. Salvation is found not in doing, but in coming to Jesus. He's already done the doing. That's what He did on the cross. He was doing what needed to be done to take care of the problem of sin. And so His invitation isn't do more. His invitation is come to me. Come to me. It is a word that really is what it is representing. Okay, Pastor Mike, that sounds good, but what does it mean? It is an invitation of faith. To come to Jesus is a way of Jesus saying, trust me. Once again, look at life and go all that you're going through, and then turn to me and trust me. You can trust me, Jesus says. You can put your faith and your reliance and your dependence upon me. And that's my invitation. Come near to me. And trust me. Trust me with all that's going on. Trust me that I will be there for you and that I am there for you. To come to Jesus means to trust Him like personally, not merely to believe historical facts about Jesus. That's not what biblical faith is. It's not just believing that Jesus was the Son of God or is the Son of God, that He did come to this earth, that He is, the Son of God. But it means those are facts that are true. But Jesus, this is a personal invitation. This is a father saying to a child, listen, come to me. I'm here for you. And I will help bear the weight of the burden that you carry. I will take that upon myself for you. Trust in me, the risen Christ, the Savior. Who's to come? Well, the passage says, all you who are weary and burdened. That certainly described the crowd that day He was talking to. But the invitation, again, is to the crowd here. And I just wonder, for how many of us does that description say, that's an apt description of me right now. I'm weary and burdened. Those are two words that fit. I feel tired. I feel worn out because of the grind of life, because of the heavy burden that life feels like for me. I feel the burden, like this pressure, like there's these things I'm responsible for all the time, and it just weighs on me because it never goes away. And I just feel that burden. It feels like a 1,000-pound sack that I carry around on my back all the time, day by day. That's me. And that's who Jesus says, that's who I want to come. That's who I want to come to me. And you will find rest, he says in verse 28, and then he repeats it again, rest for your souls in verse 29. What is the rest that Jesus offers us who are weary and burdened, who are God's children through faith in Christ? I believe that it is the peace of Christ. The rest of Jesus comes from when we look to Him and we put our faith in Him anew. We gain His perspective and we get His presence in our lives, and His truth begins to be at work in our minds, and that brings rest. He is in the business of exchanging our anxiety for His peace. That's the deal that we get when we come to Jesus. He says, I'm going to make an exchange. I'm going to take your weariness and your burden. I'm not going to take the problem away. That's not the promise. Every time you turn to Jesus, He just takes your problems away. You'll never hear me preach that. You may hear that on television. There's a whole strain of Christianity called the prosperity gospel, and they preach that all the time, and I believe that it is absolutely unbiblical and will just lead you to frustration, because then when Jesus doesn't take all your problems away, you start to say, well then, you know, He must have been lying to me. And so I'm not going to trust Him anymore. But I believe that the promise of Jesus is, if you, my children, will come to me and you will put your trust in me, right in the middle of the stuff that's causing you burden and stress in life, the things that are just part of living in a broken world, I have the capacity, Jesus says, to exchange that stress and that burden with my peace. In Peter, it's expressed like this. Take all of your anxieties and roll them onto Jesus, it says. Cast your cares upon me, Jesus says, and I will give you peace. And it's that picture of by faith coming to Jesus. And maybe you do this in a time of prayer. And you just get with Jesus and you just picture yourself and you take those burdens and you just roll them off of your back and you roll them onto Jesus. And you tell Jesus what you're going through and what you're struggling with and how it feels. And He says, roll it onto me because I care for you and I can handle it and I can take it. In Philippians, Paul puts it this way. Don't be anxious about things, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends, it goes beyond our understanding to even comprehend what God's going to do next, I will guard your hearts and your minds. I will give you peace in exchange for your anxiety. And I think that's the invitation that Jesus has given us as we head into a new year. Come to me with fresh faith. Come to me about the burdens and stresses of your life and bring them to me and pour them out on me. And you will find rest. I think that's part of what this invitation is all about. I think Jesus' rest that He's talking about in this passage is Jesus saying to you, I've got you. You may feel like you're all alone. You may feel like life is like you're in the middle of a raging storm and it's overwhelming and you're all by yourself. But Jesus is saying, if you will come to me, I've got you. And I'm up to something bigger, even right in the midst of these hard circumstances, I'm up to something bigger than you can even imagine. I'm at work in your life. He says in this passage, after He says, come to me, there's another command He follows up with. He says, take my yoke upon you. and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Take my yoke. That's an interesting word. We don't use that word very much, do we? That's a different, that's actually a metaphor. A yoke in biblical times was a wooden frame that held two oxen together. They were yoked together so that they could pull an extra heavy load. And that word yoke became a metaphor that they used in Israel for the law of Moses and the law of the Pharisees. That meant I carry their yoke and I'm yoked to them, I'm attached to them, and for the Pharisees and for the law and for legalism and all that that represented, the yoke was overwhelmingly heavy. Because I just can't keep it all. I can't do it all. And that's what it felt like to be a Jew in Jesus' day living under the Pharisees. It was just overwhelming. And Jesus says, take your yoke not from them. Don't yoke yourselves to the Pharisees. Yoke yourself to me. Take my yoke. Because when you're tied together with Jesus, I think the picture is, Jesus is going to carry the load. Jesus is going to do the heavy lifting. Because he says, then take my yoke because then my burden is light. Because I'm carrying the weight. I'm gentle. I'm humble. That's how I relate to you. For some of us to come to Jesus right now, it's really a call to discipleship. That's what this taking Jesus' yoke means. It means taking your life and bringing it under the lordship of Jesus. I'm attaching myself, surrendering my life to Jesus. Some of us have prayed the sinner's prayer, and we've accepted Christ as our Savior, and we believe that we're children of God, but we still have all these areas of our life that are outside of the care and direction of Jesus. And that's actually not decreasing our burden, it's making life 10 times harder. And Jesus is saying, bring your whole life underneath my care. Begin to live your whole life for me. That's what it means to take our yoke and attach it to Jesus. And for some of you this morning, you need to come all the way. You need to bring your life and say, Jesus, in 2019, I'm bringing my whole life to you. I'm bringing my whole life under you. I am your child, and I need to start living wholeheartedly for you. You know, I've got my life nice and divided up, and I've got my work world and my school world and my entertainment and all these other things, my hobbies and all of that. And all of that is separate from my spiritual life. It's like I've got it all divided up. And I've got my nice little bitty slice for Sunday morning or for maybe, you know, 5 minutes a couple times a week. And that belongs to you. But all the other, Lord, I'm keeping that for myself. And Jesus saying, no, bring it all underneath me and begin to live in all areas of life in obedience to me and surrender to me. And when you do that, what Jesus is saying, you're going to begin to experience life the way it was meant to be, life in alignment with Jesus. And that's when he says it's easy. It's easy in the sense that you're now living for the Lord in everything. You're now living for the Lord wholeheartedly in all that you do, and that's what you were designed for. That's how you were made. And that's what Jesus came to save you to do. And when we begin to bring our lives and come to Jesus in that sense of, Jesus, I'm all yours, The burden is light. It's a joy to serve the Lord and live for the Lord. It doesn't, again, mean, and this is my one caution, I was thinking about this as I actually drove out here this morning and I was kind of thinking through my notes one more time and I'm like, Jesus, there just feels like there's something I got to say that I haven't really thought about yet. And what is that? And I was thinking, I was praying, and what I came to was this. There is a way that people, Christians, can take this promise in this verse and they can twist it. And they can take it to mean, if I just come to Jesus, He's going to make my life work. If I just come to Jesus, He's going to take my problems away and He's going to make everything okay. And that is not what the promise is. That's what our flesh does with that promise. We turn Jesus into a genie in the bottle, and if we rub it and we say the right set of words, He'll come and He'll make everything okay. But the promise here that Jesus gives is if we will come and surrender to Me, I will guide you right in the midst of the difficulties of life. And I will be your Lord, and I will be your guide, and I will be your strength. And you will begin to live a life right in the middle of the burden, a life that honors Me, a life that is a fragrant offering. He says at the end of that passage, learn from Me. Take My yoke upon you and learn from Me. For some of us in 2019, coming to Jesus means learning the ways of Jesus. Learning about Him. That's part of discipleship, is learning about Jesus. And so for some of us coming to Jesus, we've got to get in the Word more. We've got to study Jesus more. We've got to study what it looks like to follow God with our whole life. There is a part of this that is a process. Learning is a process. I didn't, you know, come to know everything about Jesus that there is to know the moment I got saved. I was like a newborn baby, and I was like in kindergarten, and I'm just starting. And now life is a whole process of learning and growing in my faith. And so for some of us in 2019, coming to Jesus means renewing kind of a commitment to learning to live and grow in Christ, to be in the Word and study it and listen to it and apply it to my life. One last person I think that I want to just mention. I kind of described a person in that opening story. For some of us, coming to Jesus means stepping out of the fog of religion into a real first-time relationship with Jesus. There are people, and I believe there are people sitting in our congregation every week, and I don't have people particular faces in mind, but I believe this is true because it is so prominent in our world today. People that are religious, but they're not saved. People that think that, like the guy in the opening story, if I just do enough of the right things, and if I keep the rules the right way, and if I do it long enough, and if I can ever reach a place where I'm good enough, then God will accept me. And of course, the question always becomes, well, how good is good enough? How much do I have to do? And religion says more, 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 better, better, better. But Jesus hanging on the cross, friend, said, it is finished. I paid the price. And for some of you this morning, it may be that coming to Jesus and receiving this invitation, responding to this invitation, is saying, I'm stepping off the treadmill of thinking that I can get right with God through my efforts and through trying to be good enough, and I'm simply going to put my trust, my faith, in the finished work of Jesus, and I'm going to become a Christian through faith in Christ, and I'm going to have my sins forgiven, not by what I do, because that will never, ever, ever work. And so, as I close this morning, I just want to ask you, what does it mean for you this morning to come to Jesus, to receive the rest that He offers? For some, it's to come out of the pain and weariness of the stresses of life. You're already saved. You know you're a child of God, but what it means to come to Jesus is to bring your burdens before Him and begin to cast your cares upon Him. For others, coming to Jesus means maybe coming out of a series of bad decisions that you've made that have just done nothing but get, you know, the burdens of life churned up in your life. And life just gets harder and harder. And coming to Jesus just means I'm repenting of that and I'm coming to You. But for whatever it means, I want to ask you, will you come? That's what Jesus wants to know. Will you come to Him? And as I close in prayer this morning, I want to invite you in your own way from where you're sitting this morning to come to Jesus, to take a moment to put your faith in Jesus. Will you pray with me? Father, this passage that's locked in Scripture in Matthew 11 is often thought of as one of the most beautiful promises of Jesus in the Bible. But if it stays locked in the Bible, it isn't going to do us any good. The only way this promise is going to be doing us any good is if we act upon it. And the only way we can act upon it is to come in our hearts, with our lives, in faith to Jesus. And so, Lord, if there is anyone here today that has never truly come to Jesus, they're locked in some kind of a religious duty kind of mindset. They're trying to get right with God through their own efforts and they just feel like they're not getting any closer, or they take two steps forward, then they take three steps back, and it's just overwhelming, and they have no assurance that they're a child of God. Lord, may that person come to Jesus today and accept Jesus as their Savior and put their faith in Jesus as the one who died once and for all on the cross to pay for all of their sins. And may that person just step off of that grinding treadmill and be able to experience this forgiveness of sins, the adoption into God's family, and the rest that comes from knowing I am a child of God, as we sang. That's who I am. Lord, for others, we know that we're children of God. We've been walking with You, and we've been Your children for years, for decades. And yet we need to come to You in our own way, Lord. We need to come because we have the burdens of life that weigh upon us. And maybe over time we've just kind of left You out of the picture. We've forgotten to keep our faith strong in You. And as a result, life has just gotten so overwhelming. And so we need just to come to You afresh today. And we need to put our faith in You and trust You and roll our burdens onto You. Confess our sins to You. And Lord, my prayer for the Idaville First Church of God as we head into 2019, that this would be a year of continually, again and again and again, coming to Jesus as a rhythm of life, coming back to Jesus and receiving that promise of Your rest and Your peace, learning the yoke of living under Your lordship and that a life lived for you and your glory is not a burden, but we will actually find that it is a life that is the way we were meant to live, a life full of purpose and meaning and glory. Help us to learn the hard truth that we can, right in the middle of hard things in life, difficult circumstances and decisions, strained relationships, right in the middle of all of that, we can experience the rest that comes from Jesus and the strength that comes from Jesus, Lord. So we come to you this morning. We put our faith in Jesus, the risen Savior, this morning. We bring our lives before you and present them to you as an offering. Lord, we love you and we come to you in faith. Amen.